From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, rebop, boom, spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen are the show and his orchestra for singing glee. We're the smoothie three. Last but not least, and with Bob Heaston.
More fun again with Burns and Allen, and more hints about perking up fall meals with Spam, the meat of many uses. Do you realize that Spam has become one of the nation's most economical, time-saving, and delicious mealtime aids? Well, here's the reason. Spam, S-P-A-M, is grand-tasting meat, a perfect blend of pure pork shoulder with ham meat added, cooked and seasoned according to Spam's carefully guarded formula. Now, the reason you serve certain kinds of food is because they taste good and are good for you. Spam has both delicious flavor and quality, plus the fact that you can serve it cold just as it comes from the can, bake it, fry it, dice it, or slice it. Try Spam. Try one new way to serve this meat of many uses tomorrow. Just ask your food dealer for Spam. Use the simple, easy recipes on the label of the Spam can, and you're all set to give your family good food for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. As you all know, Huey Salas, the gangster, has been threatening to kill George. To avoid being recognized, George dressed up in Gracie's clothes and pretended he was her Aunt Clara. Believe it or not, Huey Salas fell in love with Aunt Clara and proposed marriage at the point of a gun. So, tonight we bring you Gracie Allen and that blushing bride, George Burns!
Hello.
Oh, Gracie, where's the bride?
Outside getting a shave.
Boy, this is going to be a great marriage. I can just see the blushing bride lighting the husband's pipe with her cigar.
Oh, boy. Isn't this a scream? What a marriage.
Yeah.
Whoever gets up first will be wearing the pants from that family.
Yeah, Gracie, can't you just see the wedding breakfast? The dainty little bride opening a can of Spam with his teeth?
Yeah, if he can find his teeth.
Oh, here comes George.
Well, good. All together now. Everybody. Well, George, are you wearing something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue?
Now, wait a minute. You don't think for one moment that I'm going through with this marriage, do you?
Oh, why worry, George? This is Hollywood. It can't last long.
Well, I'm going to tell this gangster, Huey Salas, that I'm
too long to
call this silly marriage off.
Silly? Well, I think marriage is a wonderful thing. No family should be without it.
But, Gracie, this doesn't make sense. Did you ever hear of two men getting married?
Yeah.
You heard of two men getting married?
Sure, my father and my uncle.
I see. Father married your mother and your uncle married your aunt.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a genius. Yeah.
Say, George, calling off this wedding is certainly going to disappoint your gangster bridegroom. Gee, I can see him now with top hat, white tie, and machine gun.
Well, whatever happens, happens.
Well, I don't care what you other fellas do, but I'm with George. When that gangster comes in, I'm just going to grab him by the throat, shake my fist in his face, and say, scram, you mug.
You will?
Yeah, but there's one thing I want you to do.
What's that, bud?
Talk me out of it.
Well, I don't need any help from all you fellas.
You mean you're going to tell him that you're not Aunt Clara and then just stand there?
Yeah. I'll tell him I'm George Burns, and then I'll make a bolt for the door.
Oh, you don't have to, George. The door already has a bolt.
Gracie, how can you be that silly for so many hours each day?
I get up early.
I'm glad to hear that.
Imagine that wedding not going through. And here I had the rice for my sister Bessie's wedding all dry cleaned.
Gracie, this is a shock to me, too. I thought when George threw the bridal bouquet, maybe I'd catch it, and then I'd be the next one to get married.
This may be a surprise to you, Artie, but that only goes for women.
What do you think I'm going to marry, a duck?
Well, that's a very funny quack.
Oh, George, that's worse.
How I could think of pretty things at a time like this.
Smart.
Bueno, ¿y qué pasó? ¿Siempre te vas a casar con el hombre ese o no? ¿Qué relajo va a pasar?
What is it, Senorita?
You mean that you and that gangster are not going to get married? You're not going away on your honeydew?
It isn't honeydew, it's honeymoon.
Honeydew.
Honeydew?
Sí, señor. Honeydew the dishes, honeydew the laundry, honeydew these, honeydew that.
Gracie, what have you done to me? This is all your fault. Made me get dressed up like Aunt Clara. The gangster falls in love with me. Now he wants to marry me. If I tell him I'm George Burns, he'll kill me. Can I get out of this?
Canada Dry pays out $10 for that question.
Now the smoothies, Bab, Charlie, and Little will sing Ferry Boat Serenade.
I love to ride the ferry. I have never been aboard a steamer. I am just content to be a dreamer. Even if I could afford a steamer, I would take the ferry boat every time. I love to ride the ferry. Is so merry. There's a man who plays the concertina on the moonlit upper deck arena. While boys and girls are dancing, while sweethearts are romancing, life is like Mardi Gras. Manicula, manicula. Happy as we cling together, happy as we sing together, happy with a ferry boat serenade. When we hear the concertina play, we listen to the serenade, and the gang all listens to the sweetest music ever played, the ferry boat serenade. We all sway right with them, we all sway in rhythm. Sweet dreams we're dreaming, and our eyes are gleaming. I love to ride the ferry.
My, my!
The music is so merry.
There's a man who plays a concertina
on the moonlit outer deck arena. While both the girls are dancing, while sweethearts are romancing, life is like a Mardi Gras. Panicula, panicula. Happy as we sing together, happy as we sing together, happy. Happy are we, I'll say we're happy. Happy are we, I'll say we are.
Listen to the boat. Listen to the boat. As it rides along,
she's the better boat 7 days.
George, this man will save your life. Don't be stubborn.
Oh.
I've never gotten you into trouble, and all I want is a chance.
Gracie, I've had enough. It's better this way. Let Salas come. I'm not afraid to die. I'm ready. Who knows what lies beyond those green hills, those fleecy clouds, and that blue sky?
I know. Glendale.
Well, I guess it's no use. Nobody can save me.
Well, Togo can. Of course, you're not interested, but...
Togo?
Sure, but if you're not interested, you won't bother
about... Who is Togo?
Well, this Filipino I hired to teach you the art of self-defense. So when that gangster Huey Salas comes in...
Just a minute. Does Togo know jujitsu?
Well, he should. They went to school together.
No, Gracie. Jujitsu is a form of wrestling. You know, they knock you down, and then you pick yourself up, and they knock you down again.
Oh, you mean like Dollar Day?
Yes, like Holiday. Say, that's not a bad idea. Where is this Togo?
Right here.
Oh, so happy to meeting you, honorable sir. This oriental skinny Ennis is going to protect me?
Sure. George, shake hands with Coco.
Okay.
Pick yourself up, George.
What was that?
Oh, that was lesson number one, you know.
He's pretty good, isn't he, George? He can do that all day.
Well, he might be able to do it all day, but he can't do it to me.
Yes, he can.
Now, listen, Togo.
Oh, that's all right. Now, Mr. Burns, please. Togo, now giving you lesson number two, you know. I'm showing you how easy it is to escaping from attack when gangs are rushing at you.
You see?
Uh-huh. Thank you. So, now, grab hold my right ear with one hand, please.
Like this?
So. Then grab hold my left ear with the other hand.
Like this?
Thank you. Now, holding very tight to both my ears. So. You see? I escape.
Well, what do I do now?
Huh?
What do I do now?
Huh?
George, give Togo back his ears.
Oh, pardon me.
Senor Burns, yes. Hey, Poopsie. To be a great jiu-jitsu wrestler, you have to have strong muscles.
Muscles?
Si.
You mean muscles?
Muscles.
No. The way Togo threw me down, he needs a muscle.
Sure, but the way you landed, you need a muscle.
But he's not too, George.
You said it.
Now, Togo giving you lesson three, you know?
You also don't happen to be Madame Lozanga.
Oh, he's also. He's also. Now, very simple, you know. You're standing very firm on both feet, and when you're shaking hands, you're twisting wrist gently, so. Oh.
Ah, see? Nothing happened.
Pick yourself up, George.
Oh, hey, I think I've got it. Say, Bud, will you try it with me?
Oh, not me.
Oh, a coward, huh?
A coward? Say, if we weren't in the middle of a broadcast right now for Spam, which is a grand-tasting meal of tender, delicious meat, which is great for breakfast and lunch, I'd tell you something.
Yes? What would you tell me?
But it's good for dinner, too.
Well, this is fine. I finally got a trick. To throw this gangster down when he comes in, and nobody's here to try it with me.
Well, why don't you try it on Artie Shaw? Benny Goodman says he's a terrible wrestler.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Benny Goodman say?
Well, he said that every time Artie Shaw tackles Old Man River, he goes flat in his clarinet.
I know what I'll do. I'll try it on the sound man. Say, Togo.
Yes, ma'am?
Now, all I do is just shake hands and then do that little twist, huh?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's good. Hey, sound man. Hey, 4 years in Harvard. Come here.
Yes, Mr. Burns.
You always try scientific experiments, so I'd like to try a little scientific experiment with you.
Gladly, Mr. Burns.
Now, give me your hand.
There you are.
See? Now, I hold it like this, and then I twist it like this. Oh!
Well, look, he's on the floor.
Pick yourself up, Mr. Burns.
Tracy, didn't I have enough trouble with that gangster without you bringing in Togo?
Senor Burns, I will tear that Togo to pieces. Well, so I will tear you to pieces,
please. Oh, so I will tear you to pieces.
Boys. Pick yourself up, George.
Say, Togo. Will you get out? Go on, Togo, get out.
Now that the fall season is ended, Artie Shaw and his boys will play Through the Years.
Thank you.
Say, Gracie, I've just thought of something that will help people who are in trouble.
What's that, Bud?
Well, this is a perfect solution to the problem of giving the family a grand dinner that's economical and easy to fix. Serve Spam.
Oh.
This tender, juicy meat is a perfect main course, and here's why. Just open a can of Spam, take out the delicious meat, stud with cloves, and pop it into the oven. Baste with a little pineapple juice, and in just a jiffy, you'll take to the table a taste-tempting surprise that will satisfy your family completely. Wait until your family gets a whiff of baked Spam. And watch the faces light up when they take the first bite of the tender, juicy, lip-smacking goodness and the meaty flavor of baked Spam. It certainly makes a hit with husky appetites these cool fall days. So serve baked Spam tomorrow. Get a can or two when you shop. Just be sure, though, to insist on Spam, S-P-A-M. Then try the other recipes on the label. You'll discover Spam has dozens of different uses, served cold or hot.
Oh, Bud, you really got something there.
Slice it, dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot. Spam hits the spot.
George Burns taken for a ride. Read all about it. Extra, extra, George Burns taken for a ride.
Calling all cars, attention all cars. George Burns taken out of studio during broadcast by gangster Huey Salas. Driving south in black sedan. Description follows. Burns has one gold upper tooth in his mouth. That is all.
Well, that's me, all right.
Shut that radio off.
Yes, Mr. Salas.
And one move out of you, Burns, and I'll let you have it right in the head.
Now, Mr. Salas, don't forget you promised to drop me off my sister Bessie, and I'm sure I want to get off at the station, and Bud and the rest of the people...
Shut up back there. Here I am taking a guy out to be killed, and all you people going along just for the ride. What will Humphrey Bogart think?
Mr. Salas, where are you taking me?
I can't kill you until I get you outside the Los Angeles city limits.
Oh, see, George, you've got a long time to live.
Gracie, please.
Oh, Mr. Salas, now, I don't mind romantic men, and I don't mind holding your hand, but you don't have to hold it so tight. Please, you're hurting me.
I'm not touching your hand.
Oh, pardon me, it's caught in the door.
This ride is beginning to get me.
Thought you'd fool me by dressing up as a woman, huh?
Oh, I don't feel well. One minute I'm warm, and the next minute I have a chill.
Well, you're like Spam, George. Cold or hot, you're on the spot.
Well, Spam isn't the only thing that's getting plugged tonight.
Mr. Salas, you've got no right to drive me out.
Another word out of you, and I'll stuff this handkerchief in your mouth.
A handkerchief in George's mouth?
Gracie, what's so funny about that?
Why, George, you haven't had a good gag in years.
Hey, Salas, stop the car. This is where I get off.
Well, Artie, I want to say goodbye. And if I've ever said anything that hurt your feelings, I was only kidding. You know I didn't mean it.
That's right, George, and I've never met or worked for a nicer boss.
Thanks.
You've been fair, square, and a true pal, and when you're gone, I'm really going to miss you, it says here.
Well, goodbye.
Come on. Let's get going. It's getting cold.
Well, that's all right. You can wear George's coat coming back.
That's our golden thought for today.
Mr. Salas, I get off at the next block.
Well, goodbye, sound man.
Before I go, Mr. Burns, I have one request. Would you leave your brain for the Harvard School of Medical Research?
Harvard wants my brain?
Yes, Mr. Burns. They want to find out how such a small brain can make such a large salary.
Well, goodbye. Boy. Oh, well. What friends I have.
You said it, George. I never saw such people.
Yes.
Lucky for you, you won't have them much longer.
What a finish for a brilliant career.
Hey, you, turn on the radio. That might cheer this mug up.
Bud, shut that radio off.
I can't find the button.
Third one to the right. Until I smile.
I think the radio needs a tube.
It was awful.
Un momento, senor. This is where I get off. Pull up the clutch.
Well... Goodbye, senor. Please, Gracie, I'm supposed to feel sad. You're making me laugh.
What's that radio, huh? Yes.
Well, goodbye, senor. And don't forget to tell the world what happened to me.
Now, don't worry, Senor Byrne. I will sit right down and left myself a letter.
You mean write yourself a letter?
Left.
Right.
Left.
Right.
I'm in the draft already?
Well, goodbye.
A few more minutes, Burns, and I'm going to take this gun and let you have it.
Oh, gosh, if you give George the gun, what'll you use?
Gracie, I'm afraid he doesn't mean that.
Well, stop the car. Here's where Gracie and I get out. I'm having dinner at her sister Bessie's house. Goodbye, George. I'll never see you again.
Oh, Bessie's cooking isn't that bad.
Well, Gracie, this is it.
Oh, George.
Yes.
This is awful.
Yes.
I can't stand it.
I know.
It's terrible. I just can't tear myself away from here.
You feel that bad because I'm going, yeah?
No, my hand's caught in the door again.
Goodbye, Gracie.
Come on. Now we'll get this over with. This is it. Get out.
Say, Salas, that was great. You did a swell job.
What?
Really, Mr. Burns? That's the first time I was ever on the radio.
Well, it's worth $75 to find out what my friends really think of me.
Oh, boy, it's going to be awful quiet for me in the May Company basement selling perfume again.
Well. Well, Ted, you were really grand, and here's your money.
Oh, thanks. You've really been swell to me. I had such a good time. Before I go, I'd like to shake hands with you.
Oh, sure. Put it there.
Pick yourself up, Mr. Byrne.
I thought so. And now, Gracie and the Smoothies will sing I'm an American.
We are Yankee Doodle boys, Yankee Doodle dandy.
We can shout and be proud that we can say what we want out loud.
We can sing and be gay.
And I can tell a funny story every day.
We are thankful we live here.
So let's all stand right up and cheer. I am an American.
I am an American.
On the street, in the home, in the crowd or alone,
shout wherever you may be.
I am an American. I am from the heart of me. Rich or poor, young and old, let this message be told.
Shout wherever you may be.
I am an American. I'm proud of my liberty.
In the factory, in the middle, through each valley, from each hill, raise your voice and give America a thrill.
On the farms, in the schools, let's have one set of rules.
Shout wherever you may be.
I am an American. I am every part of me. From Alaska's snowy peaks to the south's muddy creek, listen in because America now speaks.
I am an American.
We are.
I'm proud of my liberty.
In the factory, in the mill, through each valley, from each hill,
Raise your voice and give America a thrill. On the farms,
in the schools, let's have just one set of rules. Shout wherever you may be, say,
dinner tomorrow night, serve baked Spam. It's so easy to fix and so good to eat. Just open a can of Spam and bake according to the simple directions on the label. Takes but a jiffy and brings to your table an economical main course that satisfies hearty appetites. That's because Spam, S-P-A-M, is tender, taste-tempting meat with a delicious flavor. So plan to serve a Spam bake for dinner. Just remember to ask your food dealer for Spam, a Hormel product, when you shop tomorrow.
Thanks, Bud. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Well, I was taken for a ride, and you didn't even feel bad, huh?
Oh, I knew he wasn't a gangster.
How did you know?
I listened to the broadcast.
Oh, good night, all.
Again next Monday night, same time, same station, for another George Burns and Gracie Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the smoothie. Until then, this is Bud Heaston reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? You may think you don't like chili, but Chili Con Carne, the way Hormel makes it, is different, and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.